Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Good evening, everyone, and this is Lori Pickup from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well on this fine evening. Let's take it on.
Yes, it's season two, episode 18, midterms 2022, 60 days and counting until the election. It is Thursday, September 8th, 2022, and in 60 days' time, it's do or die for Democrats. In the blink of an eye, we'll have the 2022 midterm elections. Can Democrats pull off the biggest upset since 1948? Presidential elections, do defeats Truman, or will Republicans steal their way to victory? Should election day be a national holiday? Are you registered? How do you feel about elected officials in your state? Should there be a term limit for every level of government? Would you ever run for any political office, whether federal or local? How do you feel about politics in general? Join us for a live discussion about the state of American politics today. Are you disgruntled with our system of government, or are you happy with it? Call in. Let us know what you think. 515-605-9802. We love hearing from you. And say your first name and where you're calling from. Thank you for sharing across social media, our Humble Little Radio podcast. We appreciate it. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. So, first thing on the agenda, Queen Elizabeth II, the Elizabethan reign, has come to an end after seven remarkable years on the throne. 75 years, I beg your pardon. And longest monarch in British history. And that says a lot about the character of Queen Elizabeth, where she gave everything, sacrificed for her country to serve, you know, different various charities, you know, and it just goes to show you that, you know, when you sacrifice in service to your country, you know, that's a good thing, you know, for other generations to look up. You know, so, you know, we can talk about that a little. Her legacy, what she's leaving. But she was beloved around the world. And, you know, she did good things. And some Republicans or anti-monarchists said that the royal family is evil and what have you. Back in the day, that may be so because of the whole slavery thing. But, you know, Queen Elizabeth II, after World War II, they lost most of their empire, you know, the Commonwealth of Nations, 48 countries, minus Barbados, so 47. Barbados recently turned a republic. Jamaica is heading the same direction. Australia is fighting to become a republic and out of Commonwealth of Nations. So it'll be interesting how King Charles III is going to, you know, be the king that, you know, that he's capable of. So wish him luck with that. So, you know, that's my two cents, you know, about Queen's legacy. And, you know, may she rest in peace.
And I just wanted to read a little bit. 4 years before she took the throne as Queen Elizabeth II, she made a pledge. And she said, and I quote, "I declare before you that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong," the 21-year-old Elizabeth Alexandra Mary then said. And she did follow through with that. I mean, she did, you know, her decades. You know, she was loyal to her family. Her family was always kind of first in her life. And like you said, she had many charities. She would have weekly meetings with the staff and, you know, her son and, you know, Charles. And she loved her great-grandchildren. And, you know, she was quite a woman. And she was had a spunky personality, which I love. And may she rest in peace. Absolutely.
Yes, yes, she had a sense of humor.
Yes, the other thing that I wanted to mention, you know, Liz Truss. You know, she won the election. She took over for Boris Johnson. So he's going to have quite a challenge, because I think what I read is that Boris Johnson, she met with them every single week. So I don't know. And, you know, so he knew, you know, how she thought and he, et cetera, and he, you know, vice versa. So with this Liz Truss, basically, you know, will Charles do the same thing? His thinking is probably different than, you know, than Queen Elizabeth was. So it'll be an interesting as time goes on, you know, and they have just like, you know, they have skyrocketing inflation, you know, that sort of thing, you know, just like other countries, you know, with climate change, etc. So it's going to be very interesting to watch to see, you know, how they react and how, you know, it's done over there, what, you know, what they end up doing. Just we'll have to watch and see, I guess.
Yes, we call King Charles III. He's a big environmentalist. And, you know, the conservative Tory government that's ruling Britain now, you know, they're, you know, just that Republicans here. They're pro-cooperatists. And Liz Truss, the new prime minister, third female prime minister, said that she cut taxes. But when you go down to the nitty-gritty, it's cutting taxes for the 1% in Britain. You know, that's off to a bad start, because constitutionally, the election in Britain is every 5 years. What it's at the behest of the prime minister to call it any time. So, you know, people are wondering, in a couple years' time, in finishing Boris Johnson's term, will she call an election early? And if she does call an election early, will she win and get her own mandate? And by how much? Or will she lose? You know, because the Labour Party has this new thing about New Labour. You know, they're left-leaning, left-of-center socialists. And just like here in the United States, when people hear socialism, they think communism, which is two totally different systems of government. You know, so, you know, they have their dodos. We have our dodos here who don't know the different forms of government. And the red baiting that conservatives, both in Britain and in America, do is that, oh, socialism is communism. You know, let's not do that. So it'll be interesting in the next couple of years to see how it plays out, you know. Interesting times we live in. And the Elizabethan era is over. So the new King Charles era is on. King Charles III. It sounds weird, King Charles III. And nobody's more qualified for the job. He's been groomed since he was 12 years old.
Oh, absolutely.
Or since birth, you know, since birth into, you know, the monarch. So, you know, good luck to him. It's a job that I wouldn't want. I don't think anybody would want. A person, but,
They have plenty of perks, for sure.
So Donald Trump, let's just talk about the 14th Amendment.
Hey, David, I just want to say one more thing before we go on to that, if you don't mind. I just read this today, and when Trump was president, he visited the Queen of England, and she wore a brooch on her suit,
mm-hmm.
and it was gifted by President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty mm-hmm. interesting and funny.
Yes, yes, yes. And in our tiara, she wore the purple rubens to ward mm-hmm. off evil when Donald Trump came to visit her. He's such bad luck to people. He's so negative and narcissistic. You know, I mm-hmm. thought that was funny. That was really funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought the brooch was funny, too. What symbolism,
Absolutely nobody likes. Yeah, absolutely nobody likes Trump. From the Queen of England to the regular man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's just bad news. Narcissistic and just a horrible person, horrible human being. Yes.
You better.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
So what were you saying when I interrupted you? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I was talking about the 14th Amendment. The 14th mm-hmm. Amendment, Section 3, it says, no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector mm-hmm. president, vice president, or hold any office, civil or military, in the United States mm-hmm. or on any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or a member of any state legislature or as an executive mm-hmm. or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. But Congress may be a vote of 2/3 of each house remove such disability. So I'm thinking that the 14th Amendment, Section 3, applies to Trump because he, was disloyal to the Constitution of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, those files that are missing, God knows where it is. Did he give China? Did he give Russia? Did he give North Korea? Did
mm-hmm.
he share information? Because there are nuclear secrets and nobody
mm-hmm.
can find it. Has come up with 5 or 6 different answers of why he
mm-hmm.
took them in the first place. He thinks it's his.
Exactly.
It's not his. It belongs to the United States, people of the United States. You know, so
exactly.
to have this special counsel, this, what do you call it? This grandmaster. Special master. Appointed, or will be appointed by the judge to look
mm-hmm.
over the case that, you know, Justice Department
mm-hmm.
has gone through so far, so the stalling the investigation. And, you know, it was unnecessary because a lot of scholars, lawyer and constitutional scholars saying that it's a waste of time, it's a waste of taxpayer money because everything that the January 6th Committee has said, you know, they have backing and evidence, and the things that came out where the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago and got those documents.
Yeah.
So why the delay with this person that the judge will appoint? And the judge was appointed by Donald Trump. She has no
mm-hmm.
Experience being
in
that position and showing. It's very sad for the country when, it's like kakistocracy. Where people who don't know what a damn thing they're doing and yet still then places the high positions that make decisions for the country. It's sad. It's scary.
Yeah, she's in way above her head. I think she had
mm-hmm.
no idea when she, said that she was going, she wanted to appoint a special master. I truly believe she had, she's only 41 years old. She's not, that experienced, and she probably owed Donald Trump a favor because he appointed her as a federal judge at that young age. So
mm-hmm.
that's my. And the other thing is that I think we should talk about Trump being in New York just a couple days ago,
mm-hmm.
and he spent a couple days
mm-hmm.
there. He was at the
mm-hmm.
Trump Tower, and he walked out
mm-hmm.
with his assistant, who is, I believe,
mm-hmm.
21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they had folders in their hands with, and you could see they were documents of some
mm-hmm.
sort And they were loose folders. They were not in a briefcase. They were not in anything. They were just loose folders. And I believe in my heart that that SOB did that to just flaunt the special master and how mm-hmm. it's being stalled and come after me now because too bad. And look at me now, you know, and, you know, maybe Trump Tower should have been raided as well. You know, and maybe mm-hmm. the golf courses and his other, you know, places of business, because who knows, he might have things everywhere. And that really irritated me. It was like he was doing, you know, he was so arrogant looking coming out of there, and he didn't care. Mm-hmm. He was defiant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this young lady, I don't know, she's very pretty, like very young. She's way in above her head as well. And I don't know where this is all going to lead, but it just makes me sick, you know?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
then he
yeah.
takes order, you know, with all his
yeah.
Secret Service, him, you know, blocking mm-hmm. traffic in New York City. It's just disgusting and the waste of money. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how much all that costs all the time? Because he's always mm-hmm. lollygagging everywhere around the country, flying, and they have to fly with him. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that just irk mm-hmm. you? It just drives me nuts.
Yeah, he's going to his little NASA rallies all over the country. And
yeah.
I said it in the last show, that again, a reality winner who worked at the Justice Department and then transferred to the Department of Defense, she
mm-hmm.
She took home one piece of paper, and it was sensitive information. She gave WikiLeaks, and she spent 4 years in prison.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And, you know, if Donald Trump can steal 15 boxes of classified information, why is he roaming around the country giving these little, you know, Hitler speeches, Nazi speeches?
Yeah.
If it were anybody else, they'd be in prison. I know that the Republicans
yeah.
have the nerve to defend him. That came out today. Kevin McCarthy, the leader, the minority leader in the House,
mm-hmm.
is saying, and John Hume, who's second in command in the U.S. Senate for the Republican, defending
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump for what he did. And when they
yeah.
were asked the question, would you do that? I said, no. So how, if you wouldn't do it, why is it good for Donald Trump to do it?
I know. Is he special? Yes, he is. He's special in his own
yeah.
way.
Yeah,
okay,
special
so
needs.
Yes. The young lady's name, she was the top communications aide. Her name was Margo Martin. And she served
mm-hmm.
as the press assistant for the president for the previous White House and stayed with Trump to become the deputy director of communications for his Save America Pact.
Mm-hmm.
So she's still working for him. Lord knows
mm-hmm.
if she gets paid. But she's still working for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of Save America Pact, the judge
mm-hmm.
That appointing this special master, she was a big part of that super PAC. So say there's
mm-hmm.
a conflict of interest right there, you know? So
yeah.
why is this being allowed in the first place, you know?
I don't.
Yeah. Steve Bannon, he gave up.
It almost seems like there's a different set of rules, and I don't understand
mm-hmm.
why he's able to be at large, so to speak. You know, why
mm-hmm.
is he able to travel freely and, you know, keep mouthing off and the horrible things that he says? And I think America's tired of it. I truly do. You know, except for there's, like you said, there's maybe a 10% following now, but
mm-hmm.
it's disgusting, you know, and you're right. They
yes.
should not, he should be able to just travel anywhere he wants and use the Secret Service and, you know, and taxpayer dollars for every place he wants to go, to be able to go and lie. It makes me sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's disheartening, really. Very disheartening. Yeah, I don't know what to say other than, you know, we can do better. And the Republicans were expecting this red wave. It's a little more than a trickle because the last 10 special elections, Democrats has won all of them. And the biggest surprise really was in Alaska, the district at large, where, you know, it's been a Republican stronghold since 1972. For 50 years, Sarah Palin was a Republican nominee and a Democrat beat her. And beat her by 2 percentage points, a little over 2 percentage points. They're going to meet again in November coming up. You know, so even a stronghold like Alaska are sick of Republicans because, you know, people are catching on that a lie about this last election where Joe Biden convincingly beat Donald Trump. And they're saying, oh, the election was stolen because the machines were this, or, you know, dead people voted, or immigrants, illegal immigrants voted, which is nonsense. It's been debunked over and over again, but yet still they go on Fox News and these right-wing shows on radio saying, oh, you know, Democrats, they're dishonest because, you know, they made illegals vote. And, you know, it's just, and people seeing through it. And the good Republicans, like Liz Cheney, stepping up to the plate, and Adam Kissinger, whatever his name is, not from Illinois, stepping up and saying, hey, that's not the case, you know? So it's going to backfire big time November 8th, and we may see a bigger win for the Democrats than we expect. I'm hoping for a landslide, but I'm cautiously optimistic. What's your thoughts on it?
Oh, I've been saying all along that because of the overturning of Roe versus Wade, I truly believe that it's going to be a blue wave. That's saying this all along. And it's funny because a lot of there are some GOP candidates now around the country that are scrubbing their websites because of the abortion stance that they took, you know, before all of this happened. So, you know, so now they're going around saying, oh, they're pro, you know, they're pro-choice. Well, no, you know, that isn't what you were before. And so now you're pro-choice? I don't think so. So that's what they're doing as well. So I think, like I said, I think Roe versus Wade has really opened up a hornet's nest, so to speak. And I think there's going to be hell to pay for it.
Yes,
I
indeed.
Truly do.
Yes. Do you think that Election Day should be a national holiday? What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, yes. I've been saying that for a long time. And the reason that I think it should be is because, you know, it's Tuesday, and that's a work day for most people. You know, some people work midnight, and, you know, they haven't slept all night, so it's hard for them to, you know, they have to go home, go to sleep. And then, you know, the later that you go to the polls, and some people work, you know, their daytime jobs, or they work their afternoon shift. And then, you know, it's not that easy to get out and vote. And, you know, if the weather is, you know, bad, that's another thing. In some places around the country, it, you know, it could be nice in some areas, you know, weather-wise, but here it could be bad. I don't know. So, yes, I do believe it should be a national holiday. There's absolutely no excuse for it not to be a national holiday. I don't see any reason why it cannot be. I mean, it's a freedom to vote. And so what? I mean, if it, and the thing is, if employers don't want to pay, they should pay you for it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. No?
It's part of what we are,
of who we are.
Yeah, and added to which, the Republicans have gerrymandered the hell out of the process where they closed polling stations in, you know, low-income communities, minority communities. So you either have to walk or, you know, take the bus, or if you don't have your own transport, bum a ride, and, you know, take the bus and everything, you know, and which may be expensive, you know, because... You know, and the want to stop mail-in balloting, you know, which works pretty well. You know, the different things that these Republicans come up with, instead of talking about what their ideas are for the country, how to balance the budget, how to have immigration reform, you know, how to be responsible, you know, education, healthcare, things like that. They're doing everything to put a roadblock for people who want to vote, you know, and putting stipulations and all you need to show IDs. You know, come on.
Well, you know, they vote against people's best interests. They are not for the common, you know, everyday working person, working stiff, I should say. But, you know, people that work for a living on a daily basis, you know, they're not for those people. They don't care. You know, they don't care if they have to work two jobs. You know, they don't care if their rent is, you know, $200 more this month than it was last month because of inflation, you know, and because really because the landlord wanted to raise it and make some money. Let's just put it where it is. But, yeah, it's sad. Should be able to, you know.
Yeah, but the current law, national law, in all 50 states, the current law says that you get 2 hours off to vote. And lack of early voting makes long lines. And in Florida, for example, when you have long lines, or in Georgia, where it's Republican controlled, you know, even if you carry a bottle of water for a person who's waiting like 11 hours in line, you could get arrested. I mean, what nonsense is that? That's like a stamper move. That's like a real bitch move by Republicans in these states.
Yeah, that's
true. You know?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have these crazy, you know, candidates like this Dr. Oz, you know, who on his radio show said incest, not a problem, and I'm quoting him, as long as more than a first cousin anyway. That's what he said. I mean, what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? Then he went on to say that my daughters hate my smell. That's what he said. You know, he said his girl, in 2014, he said, that girls don't want to have sex with their fathers because of pheromones. My daughters hate my smell, Republican nominee said on the show. What does that mean? Why would you talk about that? Why would you even bring something like that up? That's disgusting. That is really creepy, too. I mean, creepy.
I mean, when you look at their supporters, you know, some of them, especially in the South, and even the quote unquote Christians, they're into that lifestyle, you know, behind closed doors, you know, they do all sorts of shenanigans, but you know, out front they're like, you know, say, hey, you know, we'll have this life, it's a perfect life, blah blah blah, but you know, behind closed doors, it's really disgusting what to do. or try to promote.
And the other thing that the other reason why I think there is going to be a blue wave is because the fundraising for Senate Republicans has really gone down. It's plummeted. And so they have made a decision to slashed $7.5 million from Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania for his campaign. They gutted $2.5 million for Ron Johnson in Wisconsin. They pulled $1.5 million from Alan Laxalt in Nevada. And they rescinded $3.5 million from Blake Masters in Arizona. You know, that's good news for the Democrats.
Yes, it is. You know,
really good
and
news.
In Georgia, the Senate race between Herschel Walker and incumbent U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock, it's close, like 3-4 percentage points difference.
Yeah.
And this is the latest thing that Herschel Walker said. He says he found out he was black when his company became a minority-owned business. Quote, they have regulators for everything. I found out that I was black, so my company was a minority-owned business. Like, wow, a minority-owned business, what does that mean? It means you've got to fill out all these forms. Walker said, I was like, I got to fill out forms to be black. I didn't want to be a black-owned business. I wanted to be a business, Walker said. Now,
Can you picture him in the U.S. Senate working on behalf of people? He is so dumb. Who would vote for him? Seriously.
No, I hope nobody. I hope no one. I hope, I mean, if they're, I hope it's not even his family. Please. You know?
You know? Mm-hmm,
it's a disgrace. How did he even get that far? How did he get that
you
far?
Know, well, because, you know, they want that little token black thrown against the black man in Georgia, for example. So, you know, I mean, Herschel Walker is dunce. He is stupid. You know, he was a great running back in the NFL, what have you, and University of Georgia, or wherever you're from.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he got a lot of hits in football and turned his brain to mush. And could you see him working on behalf of the people of Georgia if, God forbid, he's elected?
No.
Mitch McConnell will just have him wrapped around his finger. And, you know, and just like the whole, they have Tim Scott, the black Republican senator from South Carolina, wrapped around a finger. It's like basically an Oreo cookie, black on the outside, white on the inside, and just do everything to hurt minorities, especially black people. Herschel Walker is stupid and has no chance of winning, and I hope people of Georgia whoop his ass.
I
and give Warnock a concern. It's scary. It's just really scary.
I'm not saying he can't win.
I won't dare say he can't win, because if Donald Trump can, quote-unquote, win, then Herschel Walker, with all the stupidity he has said and done during the campaign, you know, God forbid he wins. You know, and a couple months back he was saying that the bad air from China moved to America so the good air can come in. That doesn't make one drop of sense. And people were like cheering and clapping and applauding. And, I'm like, God.
I laughed when I heard that. I was dumbfounded when I heard that, you know. I mean, why would you want to be a Republican anyways? They oppose Social Security, labor unions, raising the minimum wage, universal health care, you know, taxing the billionaires. Well, they do taxing the billionaires, environmental protections, Wall Street regulations, gay rights, women's rights, gun control.
Mm-hmm.
And they also were, you know, the coup of January 6th was okay with them. So why would you vote Republican? Why?
Yeah, as Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin said, there are just tourists visiting. I mean, which tourists go to the Capitol building and shit in the hall and, you know, beat up police officers and kill them, pour the mines out with flagstaffs and beat the crap out of them and pepper spray them. I mean, how's that? I just can't understand the thinking. And even all the evidence shown January 6th and all the policies, the failed policies of trickle-down economics, people still vote Republican. I just can't understand people's thinking. They're voting against its own interests, you know? And if you're not a corporation or a rich individual, I can understand a rich individual or corporations, you know, voting Republican and supporting and putting money in Republican coffers. But when a regular, you know, 9-to-5 jobber, you know, based off fear, like what Donald Trump and many of the Republicans who are running for re-election for governor, U.S. Senator, Congress, you know, the fear-mongering that's done, you know, I think that gets the better people who don't know better because they're not educated or highly educated. So, so that black man, that immigrant or that Mexican, they come and take my job. The jobs they're talking about is cleaning toilets, picking fruit, you know, the labor-intensive jobs in the food industry. You know, in the hot sun when picking fruit, oranges in Florida, for example, or in California, you know, picking grapes to make wine. You know, no regular American I know would do those jobs because they look down on those jobs and say, oh, no, you know, I'm not going to get my hands dirty or that's below me and pay too low. You know, so when they say, oh, they're stealing good American jobs, it's just nonsense. It's just a bunch of malarkey. Yeah. You know, and people just cannot see through, you know, the Republican demagoguery that's going on. It's sad. And, you know, for education, for example, they're taking money out of public schools and putting them in charter schools. Charter schools have proven to be failures because, you know, and there's different charter schools around the country. It's not the same syllabus, basically. So, you know, and they're trying to, like, whitewash history. Like, oh, the slaves came as guests, you know, on these ships. I mean, in Texas, that's what's happening now. In public schools that they're defunding, you know, and the banning book.
Yeah.
Why would anybody vote Republican, like you say? Because they're either stupid
it makes
or
no sense.
Because of fear, you know, because of fear mongering.
Yes, I don't know what it is. I mean, you know, when you talk about voting Democrat, you know, we Democrats are for abortion rights, you know, gun safety reform, LGBTQ rights, climate change, affordable health care, women's rights, you know, to strengthen Social Security and Medicare, you know, raise the minimum wage. I mean, you know, unionize, you know, all these things. And why wouldn't you want that in your life? Why wouldn't you want that? It doesn't make any sense. It goes back to Republican. You know, when someone tells me they're a conservative Republican, I just look at them like, what are you talking about? What do you conserve? You don't conserve anything as a Republican because you don't care about anything. So what are you conserving? Not the climate. You're not, you know, climate change, that doesn't mean shit to you. What are you conserving? Energy? No. What are you conserving? You know, your own pocketbook. That's what they're conserving.
Exactly.
That's how I look at it. You know.
And what Democrats are for today, Eisenhower back in the 50s was for. So was Eisenhower a liberal communist? You know, their words, not mine. You know, how can you be a liberal communist or a political fascist communist? You know, they just throw words out there hoping to stick on the wall, and their uneducated supporters, you know, believe such nonsense. You know, they should be laughed out of the building for saying crap like that.
Absolutely.
No, you know.
You know, and Republicans are also, I can add to the list a little bit. Another thing I thought about, marriage equality, you know. What else was I thinking about? Oh, voting rights as well. You know, they're trying to block voting rights. Absolutely. You know, so, and lowering drug costs, that's another thing they don't want to do, you know, because they make money off of big pharma. They don't want to do that. And, oh, one last thing that I thought about also was the right to contraception. That was another thing that they're upset about, you know.
And alternative energy, for example, where they want to frack everywhere, the national lands and everything.
People are still talking about President Biden, you know, close the pipeline. What is the name of that pipeline? That wasn't
Excel
even
pipeline.
Working.
Pipeline?
Yeah, still talking about that.
The Keystone pipeline,
they're still talking about that. I mean, get over it. That was not true anyways, but That's how stuck in the mud these people are. They really are stuck in the mud, you know? And, you know, and also another thing I just thought about, Republicans, they don't protect seniors, that's for sure, you know? Or lowering health care costs, they don't give a shit about that either. So, I mean, what are they good for? Giving the rich a tax break.
Dividing their uneducated supporters, saying, oh, you know, the immigrant coming to take your job, you know, what's he going to do about it? Vote Democrat? You know, the fear mongering that happened. Yeah, sad state of affairs, really.
Absolutely. So we have some, you know, there's so much work to do. And, you know, and President Biden, I think, is doing a fantastic job with the cards that he was dealt and the mess that he was left. I really do. I think really, you know, become a good president. I can almost say a great president. I truly believe that. I think by the end of his term, I think we'll be very happy with him as president. Oh, what did you think about unveiling of the portraits? Were you able to watch any of that?
Well, yeah, I saw some of it, and I heard a little bit of Michelle Obama's speech, and she threw shade at Trump, saying that, you know, when your time is up, you move on. She didn't call him by name, but you know, implication is that, you know, Trump refused to move on and accept that he lost election 2020. So, you know, that was a little bit funny. You know, I think it was gracious what Joe Biden did. And every president, no matter what political affiliation are, the previous president before, there's always a ceremony to put up their portrait. Say, hey, he served the country. Yeah. He did well. Yeah. Let's put practice and difference aside and pay respect and tribute to the person who served before me. You know, but not Donald Trump. He's a narcissistic freak. He's a joke. He's a dangerous joke. He's a fascist. And
yes, he is.
With the 14th Amendment, Section 3, which was applied in New Mexico's case where that man, I can't remember his name now. The prosecutor, let me see, what's his name again? Jesus, looking for it. So anyway, he was banned by a judge in New Mexico because he took part in an insurrection on January 6, 2021. And based on the United States Constitution, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, say if you're a part of any insurrection after making oath to the Constitution once elected, you're not qualified. So if it applies to him, it could be applied to Trump. And I hope that, you know, interest groups around the country unite and put in lawsuits and get laws passed before the November 8th election so people like Donald Trump can't run for office again because, you know, what Trump did was fascism. It wasn't it wasn't anything else but fascism.
Yes, absolutely.
What
he did was treason. Treason. And he was for it, just like anyone else would be. Punished for treason. I'm sorry. And everything else that he did, and, you know, the list can go on and on. But to me, you know, treason is a big deal. And the sad part is, too, that he had no remorse whatsoever for the officers that died that day, for the people that suffered and got beat up, for the damage that was done. He had no remorse. He did not care. He doesn't have that part of his, he doesn't have that feeling of feeling. Oh my God, what did I do?
Right. And you know, Trump, he needs to be in Gitmo being interrogated in an enhanced way to tell us why he stole nuclear secrets. We can't keep looking for clues. We don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud, for God's sakes, you know, because he gave those secret documents have information on our allies about, you know, their you know, weapons capabilities and nuclear capabilities. Did he give his master in Russia, you know, what's going on? You know.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. You know, it's just, I don't know. I mean, did he give away secrets of, you know, I mean, you know, the Department of Justice, you know, warned the judge that delaying FBI Trump investigation is a national security risk. It is. Because we really have no idea what these documents, what was in these documents, you know, the top secret ones. So this judge, you know, she really opened up a big, she opened up such a hornet's nest because it's going to cause delay, which we know that that's exactly what they want. They want to delay, delay, delay. Somebody said that if they do get a special master, there's 11,000 documents to read and to go through. Can you imagine how much time that's going to take? They said that could take two or 3 years.
Exactly. And they want to delay so much that, you know, they delay it. And when the midterm elections come, God forbid Republicans win the House. I don't think they have a chance of winning the Senate because of the weak candidates that have, like Herschel Walker and whoever else. You know, but if they do win the House back, I mean, they said they're going to open the investigation on Hillary again. My God, she's been investigated four or five times. The Biden kid, what's his name? Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Yeah. Nothing is there. You know, millions of dollars in taxpayer dollars went there to investigate. They found nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they investigate Obama and impeach him on what grounds? They said, oh, you'll sit after the elections. You know, shit like that. People's like,
well,
oh my God, politics is bullshit. Why?
Well, they also want to go after President Biden too and impeach him as well. For what? For doing his job? For doing his job?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, what are they gonna
As David Frum rightly said, and I quote, if conservatives become convinced that they cannot win democratically, they will not abandon conservatism. They will reject democracy. David Frum is the former head speechwriter for George Bush, the father of George W. Bush, and he's correct in saying, you know, like they're going to rout a Hitler and Mussolini, basically, just to get power.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do with that power is abusive. You know, and, you know, America can't afford that. And Democrats plan to pass laws to protect abortion access, voter rights, make community colleges free, reduce the cost of public universities, improving infrastructure, get seniors affordable medication, help support fight against a dictator threatening global security. That's why Donald Trump can't be put back in there as president. Protect the environment, you know. All we need is enough of us in Congress so we can get things done, you know, move America forward. But Republicans, they don't have any plan. They're not saying, okay, if and when we are elected, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You know, well, they did say that they investigate Hillary and Biden and impeach Biden. And, you know, that's not putting the country forward and address that Joe Biden made in Philadelphia last week was a damn good speech. And, you know, Republicans been making all sorts of speeches, especially Trump when he travels around the country saying, you know, oh, you know, Democrats, you know, stole the election and being divisive and toxic. But when Biden tried to, like, you know, galvanize the country to say, okay, we need a new direction. We're moving forward. This is what I've signed into law. This is what Democrats have done and will continue to do. You know, you don't hear that from the Republican side. You know, so...
No, at all.
Yeah.
If you're paying attention, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a minute about Steve Bannon.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to him today when he turned himself in?
Yeah,
and
he was
charged
for money laundering.
And conspiracy.
And handcuffs. Yeah, and conspiracy. Money laundering and conspiracy.
And he was arrived in handcuffs to a crowded arraignment in Manhattan's New York County Supreme Court Thursday afternoon, hours after surrendering to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, moments before the controversial former White House advisor Bannon remarked, "They will never shut me up. They'll have to kill me first." That's what he was shouting.
Okay.
But inside, he said little other than acknowledge a judge's instructions when he was inside the courtroom. And a heavy contrast to the bombastic and inflammatory persona that has become his trademark. So do you think that, you know, out when he was, you know, knew the media was out there and he had his fist in the air and saying, you know, they're going to have to kill me first before I talk, blah, blah, blah. Do you think that was all bullshit?
Yeah, he's just playing Martha and, you know, saying, oh, yes, you know, I'm being prosecuted by Democrats. I'm a Democrat judge, blah, blah, blah. The six-count indictment, you know, charges Bannon with money laundering, conspiracy, and scheming to fraud for his alleged role in the Rebuild the Wall, a group that raised at least $15 million to construct a barrier along the border with Mexico, but skimmed the donations. He paid off credit card bills, utility bills, car payments, whatever. You get what I'm saying? So he got his hands caught in a cookie jar, and the group publicly told donors, its president and CEO, Air Force One veteran Brian Colfage, what a name, Colfage, would not be compensated for his efforts. But Bannon allegedly arranged to pay him by moving money from the Rebuild the Wall pact through a company he controlled. Colfage previously pleaded guilty in a federal case. Only Bannon and the company were charged by the state. So Bannon pleaded guilty this past Thursday. If convicted of the top charge, he faces a maximum of 5 to 15 years in prison. I hope he gets a maximum prison sentence if I'm going to plead guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
15 years would
Yeah, because the profiting off the backs of donors making false pretenses, you know, and we're here to say in one voice, basically, in Manhattan and the New York court that, you know, people at Bannon will be held accountable for defrauding donors, and these donors should know by now that people like Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani are just thieves.
You feel sorry for the donors?
I mean, a laugh in the face. When I meet someone, I say, oh, yes, you know, I'm a Trump person. I'm like, oh, you poor bastard. Bless your heart.
Yeah.
You know, that's my, you know, I just walk away. You know, because there's no sense talking to Trump Republicans, MAGA Republicans, because they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They are stupid people.
I mean, and the other thing is that Steve Bannon must have his own money. I mean, he must be wealthy on his accord. Why would he take money like that and use it for his personal use? I mean, I don't understand. Do they think they're entitled to this money? I mean,
well, yes,
kind
of, I think they're above the law because if Trump doing all his shit and not getting punished for it, then you know they're part of the clique. And they're part of a Trump crime family. So, okay, so if a former president did it with no repercussions or consequences, then why can't I do it? And the people who are stupid enough to give money to them, you know, and keep giving money to them, then they deserve what they get. Because with this indictment, for example, Bannon has to give up his passport in case he tries to flee the country. You know, he made a contempt of Congress conviction for defying the subpoena related to January 6th Capitol attack. You know, the judge also did warn Bannon that if he's willfully absent during court proceedings, they could move forward without him. So if he, you know, plans to, like, boycott his trial, then they'll go forward with the trial. And if and when found guilty, 5 to 15 years for the first charge alone. And the other 5 charges, God knows how long, but I hope it's like 100 years or over, because this son of a bitch deserved to be in prison. I can't even put in words how disgusting, you know? And Bannon is accused of pocketing $1 million in donations, you know, using them to pay off thousands of dollars
and
in personal expense.
You know, and the garbage that he spews on his radio broadcast, his podcast, is appalling. You know, he's just appalling. So I agree with you. I do hope that he gets maximum. I really do hope he does. He deserves maximum. He really does.
Yeah. Definitely. Number to call in. This is Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. Number to call in is 515-605-9802. We have just a little over half an hour left of the show. We're talking about the midterm 2022, what's going on in the court system. 60 days and counting until the election and midterms in November 8th. So my next question, you know, should there be term limits at every level of government, whether it's federal, state, or local? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, I do. I really do.
Yes, for all three.
You know, I'm sorry?
Yes, for all three levels. Yes, for federal, yes, for state, yes, for local.
Yeah, I do. I do believe there should be term limits, yes. I think that it's good to have, you know, fresh ideas come in. They get very comfortable in their, you know, in their thinking. They get comfortable in their positions. Then they start with, you know, their special interests and, you know, all their little side things that they do. Yeah, I think it would. I think it wouldn't hurt. It would be a good trial and error type thing. Why not? You know, I think the Supreme Court should not be a permanent thing either. No way. Look what we have now.
Yes. Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
You know.
And elections have consequences because a lot of people saying, "Oh, Hillary, she's evil." Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Her emails. You know, and you know
still
when people call themselves, "Oh yeah, I'm a Democrat." Yeah, I said, "Oh, I'm a Democrat, but I'll vote for Hillary because you know the cheated Bernie Sanders, or for whatever reason, you know, that lesser of the two evils, the vote, the whole nose and vote for Trump." You know, this is elections having consequences, and I hope I learn a lesson. On Facebook, for example, people still talking about, "Oh, you know how Bernie was robbed. Move on, people. Move on.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, move on. Enough."
Yes. They're still talking about being locked up. They call it locked up for COVID. When all those people were sick and dying, they don't remember that. They don't remember how many people were sick and dying. This was something that came around once in 100 years, and and it was like we took, like they took, you know, like they were a bunch of little children, and they, you know, took away their freedom of what? What? They tried to save lives. That's all they tried to do. And
yeah, according to them, it was a liberal hoax. According to them, it was a liberal hoax.
Yeah, sure.
But really, it was actors.
Well, I know people that died, so. I know two personally that died. And no, it was not a liberal hoax. It was truth. You know, and there are still people getting COVID. And I will have, it's not as, it's more like maybe a, you know, like a flu or however. But, you know, I don't know. I don't understand, you know, these people why they can't, why they can't just get over it and go forward, you know?
Yeah. Senator Rick Scott, Republican from Florida. He's a chairman for the National Republican Senatorial Committee, the NRSC. He called a meeting of vultures, trying to divide the Republicans after multiple national outlets published stories detailing the feud between Scott and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky. Quote, as I predict, as it's predictable from this time of year, for this time of year, the vultures in the left-wing news media, the Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, and the likes, are roaming about trying to divide and defeat Republicans, Scott wrote in an NRSC email distribution list. Quote, as always, they are being aided by the typical Washington anonymous sources whose cowardice is only exceeded by their ignorance. So in recent months, McConnell and Scott have levied criticisms against one another about the party's campaign strategy that has only grown as the party's chances of flipping the Senate in November appear to be shrinking. So the fact that Republicans are now on the verge of taking over both the Senate and the House
have left panicking. This is according to Scott in this stupid email. You know, what are your thoughts on that? the panicking.
First of all, I cannot stand Rick Scott. I cannot stand him. So I hope he loses big time. That Medicare scam. You know.
Yeah, that bitch should be in prison, goddammit.
Yeah.
I was living in Florida when that happened. He is, should be in goddamn prison. He should be in prison.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Susie said she's on the line.
Well, I haven't seen
her,
so. Mm-hmm.
No? Okay, let me.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Until she come on. Yeah, until she come on. Let's talk more about this Rick Scott email.
Okay, go right ahead.
Remember, he introduced a controversial policy agenda, policy agenda for Republican state control of the Senate. He says gay marriage doesn't need any protection, for example. His agenda, he dubbed Rescue America, include proposal that Democrats who quickly attack the plan would potentially sunset programs like Social Security and Medicare, and are still trying to privatize Social Security. It's a proven, it's proven bullshit that you cannot, you cannot privatize Social Security. So Rick Scott is in the dark ages, the stone ages.
Mm-hmm.
So McConnell noted that
in
August, Republicans have a better chance of flipping the House than the Senate in his midterms, citing concerns over candidate quality. So we spoke about it at the start of the show, the Herschel Walker of the world, where the quality is not there with the Republicans. The remark came after several candidates backed by former President Trump won Republican nominations in key Senate battlegrounds like Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Ohio. And you said you were sure that the Republican National Committee has withdrawn money from these candidates. You know, you know, because they give up from now because they know, for example, in Arizona, Senator Mark, what's his name again, the astronaut, he's way ahead in the polls.
Yeah.
You know, and it also in the course of a chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm still not seeing Susie on the line. I don't know what's going on, really.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. She said she's waiting. I don't know. That's strange.
Yeah, so
indeed
it is.
She said she's on.
I don't know. It's great. Yeah, I haven't seen a number pop up to me on here. Let me see. Maybe I can patch her in.
Maybe.
Using my phone. Yeah, let's try this.
Okay,
let's try this. 1 second. Yes, we finally have Susie on the line. Susie, are you there? Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Now I hear you.
Oh,
good. I tried three times.
Yeah, nothing came up. I don't know what's going on with Block Talk Radio tonight, you know. As soon as the person comes, boom.
It's just,
you have a good show. I had some points that I wrote down, some to cheer you up in all this bullshit that's going on. The Michigan Supreme Court orders the certification of the abortion ballot petitions to be on the ballot in November.
Oh, that's
good. Yes. The Board of State canvassers tried to block it, but it passed. To promote the vote is also going to be on the ballot.
That's
so
awesome.
That's good news.
Yes, I know. That's really good news.
Some other good news, but not for Trump.
Right.
Oh.
A federal grand jury is probing Trump's PAC formation fundraising effort. Save America. There's a grand jury subpoenaing his documents, records, testimony from potential sources. So that's another one going against him.
Right.
So pile
and
it
then,
on.
Yeah. And then as soon as the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, that same mm-hmm. pack, he sent an email out to all his followers, mm-hmm. which he urged supporters to rush in a donation immediately in capital letters to publicly stand with me against this, and this is all capitals, never-ending witch hunt.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Oh, God. And then one more good news. Trump's social media company mm-hmm. loses
yes.
its vote to go public to raise money for to keep it running.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
one more good news. I thought I'd cheer you guys up.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Let's call it fake social. We'll call it
and
fake
then you guys
social,
were, you know, you had listed on your topics about running for office.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
up here in northern Michigan, there are 6 Democratic women running for our House seat. One,
mm-hmm.
Betsy Kofia is running from a Dem, running from Traverse City. Jen Hill
okay.
is a Dem from Marquette. Mary Fielder
okay.
is from Alpena. Barb Conley is a Dem from Northport. Amanda Siggins is from Cadillac,
mm-hmm.
and Jody Decker is from Sault Ste. Marie. So there's
oh,
hope.
Oh, goodness.
Plus,
yeah,
and then I told you about the abortion being on the ballot. That's going to
yes.
make women go to the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
You better believe
mm-hmm.
it's going to make Michigan turn bluer than it is. Absolutely
mm-hmm.
bluer than it is. So I'm really happy
I know,
because
up north it's pretty red.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, you know.
So I thought I'd cheer you guys up tonight with a little bit of this.
Oh,
yes,
that's nice. That's nice.
Very good news. And the governor, Governor Whitmer, was in the UP. She was up north, and she was in the UP, I believe, a couple days ago. So she's making her rounds.
Yeah, to walk across the bridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So she's making her rounds, which is really nice.
Yeah. You know what's sad? Even here when she appeared in, you know, locally,
mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
was secret because of the danger.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Yeah.
They
yes,
show up,
is.
But they can't announce they're going to be someplace. That's
yeah, no,
ridiculous.
You have to.
Kind of,
yeah, and you have to.
Yeah, because
the right-wing
watch jobs, the fascist
yeah.
threat.
Oh, yeah,
yeah
for sure.
And what have you.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, have people been convicted of trans, like, kidnapper? Two so far, no,
oh.
but the rest that were involved. You know, are there trials going on, or what's going on?
Yeah, they're still going on the last couple. But, yeah, like you said, 2 were convicted, and they're retrying the other ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also,
we'll see.
I also heard the one that they're retrying trial because of something that happened in the courtroom, which with one of the jurors. But I don't know if, you know, anything will come of that. I mean, have you seen the picture of them, too? Ah, boy, I'd hate to run into
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they're really,
in the dark.
Really scary Looney Tunes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
very scary looking. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Did
yeah,
you guys know that the master judge whatever was overruled today?
I didn't know.
Yeah, I got that on one of the news things on my phone.
Mm-hmm,
it,
mm-hmm.
She was overruled. Everybody said that
by
was
who?
Stupid. It didn't count because they already saw the documents. That what are you protecting? They got
mm-hmm.
all the stuff, so it didn't make any sense. It was overruled. Another
oh,
good
huh.
thing.
That must
good.
Be. I did not hear that today. All mm-hmm. I heard was that he appealed. I heard that the DOJ appealed it today,
mm-hmm.
but I did not hear that it was overruled. I heard that he did appeal it, but maybe that
yeah.
did happen.
I understood
sure.
it was overruled, but yeah, because it is like nonsense, and everybody
mm-hmm.
says it's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, scholars,
know
you know, constitutional
mm-hmm.
scholars. So
yeah.
with it being overruled, that means the DOJ investigation can continue then?
Yes,
okay.
because they are investigating. It's silly. They
mm-hmm.
already looked at all the stuff that he took.
Mm-hmm.
What's stupid? They've had this stuff for, what, over a week?
And the January 6th committee will confer or continue in September, I think the second week in September, with more things coming out to light. Because
I can't wait for that.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. You know, mm-hmm. and I hope to have it in prime time and you can watch, you know, because...
Oh, they will.
Oh, it'll,
you
know, they will, too.
To hear and understand what Donald Trump and his people did, it was not mm-hmm. democratic what they did. You know, and it's just pathetic. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
a play of the Hitler and Mussolini. Pathetic.
Yeah,
it's pathetic.
And what Lori said about they should go and raid every other property he has, everything,
yeah.
and they should. And it was ridiculous that girl carrying that stuff out of a Trump Tower
yeah.
today. Nobody does
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Who even
yeah.
walks around with a pile of papers like that? Not even a teacher with her homework papers. They don't
mm-hmm.
carry around like that.
In a folder.
Exactly.
Plus,
you know?
Yeah, and plus Cohen, among other people, say that he wanted to get those papers, secret papers, to sell for money
mm-hmm.
and power to other countries,
and
everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and Cohen did say that they should look at other residences, like the Trump Tower and other places, because, and I'm telling you,
subpoenas.
Do you want to hear something far-fetched that I thought about a while back when his ex-wife died? I don't know if we talked about this or not. When his ex-wife passed away and they had her funeral, and it took how many pallbearers? She was cremated.
Ten pallbearers. Ten.
Mm-hmm.
She was cremated,
yeah.
So why do you need
she
ten pallbearers?
Cremated.
It's
yeah.
in that coffin.
Yeah. So how much did that coffin weigh? I would be digging up that coffin.
He had gold bullions in there?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, boy, I tell you.
I'd be.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
I know. I'd be trying to dig up that coffin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's
yes,
another
ma'am.
Caller that can't call in. We're having a trouble tonight.
Yes. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I'll hang
yeah.
up so you can call them back. But it was a good show. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, Susan.
Thank
that was
you.
Susan from Michigan. And you know, she spoke about, you know, the overturning of what the judge ruling, saying that, you know, the special master, you know, it's against the Constitution of the United States. That's a good move. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
Michigan, it's going to be on a ballot, the abortion
mm-hmm.
issue.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court of Michigan upheld that it should be on the ballot come
that
November.
Is going to be awesome.
Okay, we're going to try patch Madeline on in Michigan. 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
This is Kitchen Party 123. The number to call is 515-605-9802. And
how are you, darling?
Hey, good, good. How are you doing, Madeline?
I'm doing wonderful, darling.
Yes, yes.
Hello there, Chica. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I want to comment on what you...
We're having a hard time getting
people... Oh, no, a lot of good news. I've been listening, a lot of good news. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I just was listening to Susie. But here's what I wanted to add in regards to the first wife. Now, you
okay.
think of 10 pallbearers to carry a little tiny woman?
Yes.
Okay.
There was
now, what do you think is in that coffin besides her?
Well, we talked
about the golf course, and the golf course is private property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a cemetery
yeah.
is not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I can only, my mind is in every direction because
mm-hmm.
he has pulled every stunt that can be pulled, and it wouldn't surprise me if he put stuff
mm-hmm.
with her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame to say such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
but with his character, I would
yeah.
never put it past. I would put it never put
mm-hmm.
it. I would put it past him.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that?
Right.
Who buries an ex-wife on a golf course? Never in my 70 years of life. An ex-wife, mind you.
Well, it makes the golf course tax-free when he does that. That's the thing. It you know, burying his ex-wife makes it tax-free. So, again, Donald Trump is some of the loopholes and everything, which is very, very disgusting and disgusting.
Absolutely.
I have 3 granddaughters, and I cannot wait till they find out that this is at least going to be on the ballot. And I got to get that little 18-year-old registered to vote. I'll take her myself.
Because there'll be 3 blue votes. Absolutely.
I don't know. These Republicans, they want to weaponize God to control people. These Christians, that's what they're doing. In one breath, it's a shame. In one breath, they are, you know, praise Jesus, you know, is okay because of Jesus. And in life, in my heart, I do believe in my own way. But to put it in politics, you just weaponize it.
Yes, indeed. You
can't.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
You can't offend that.
You know, isn't there supposedly in the Constitution that separation of state and church?
Yes.
Isn't it in the way in the beginning? And the first part? Okay, thank you, everybody. I don't believe people. You know what? And, you know, we're smarter than most people that have gone to political science class.
I know.
Yeah.
It's because we fact checked ourselves on information. I don't believe everything I see on Facebook. You'd have to be an idiot to do that. I necessarily don't, but yet still, you pay attention. You pick and choose. You do a fact check, and you get to the bottom. People don't do that. That's why he has the followers he has.
They're rather listening to Fox News.
Well, that's not even news. They're not even, I don't even think they're journalists, except for the one judge. She's a judge. But,
so I just want to talk just a little bit about a couple things. First of all, Joe Manchin, our favorite.
Joe Manchin
has called out President Biden because of the student cancellation debt. And he said, and I quote,
yes, he did.
You should have to earn it. What do you guys think about that? David, what do you think about that?
Say it again, Laurie.
Joe Manchin calls out to the president about the student cancellation debt by saying, you should have to earn it. What do you think about that, David? Joe Manchin.
You should have to. I still, he broke up on my end.
He believes that students should have to earn their
education.
You know,
no free rides.
Not if the student debt canceled. They should have to earn it.
Earn it? Okay, and they spend the next 25 years paying it off?
That's
not right either.
In interest. Yeah. The thing is, how can people pay off their student loans
when you
know, the minimum wage is $9.25? It's not even a living wage.
They shouldn't
They have kids. They have to take the mortgage. They have to pay rent. They have to
car payment.
You know, things like that. So Joe Manchin is living a different world.
People who are listening, listen to the common sense people who are talking here.
Absolutely.
This is common sense. But see, the sad part, David and Lori, common sense is not that common.
I know. That's the problem.
And
it
that's
that
the sad part.
It is
because
real,
you can be as book smart
problem.
As they come. You ain't got a lick of common sense. You're in trouble.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the balance. Go ahead.
Go ahead and finish, Lori. Other things.
No, I'm done.
Gonna...
Go ahead, honey.
Okay. The other thing is that did you guys know that there are hundreds of oath keepers that are elected officials and police officers? And I haven't seen the leaked document, the leaked oath keepers list that was leaked. I haven't seen it, but that's pretty darn scary.
And
yeah, because 357 of those people are in New Mexico alone.
Really?
You know, there are 38,000 in our own country, and there are 357 in New Mexico. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Some of them are even police chiefs. And, you know, that's disturbing. Oath keepers, police
chiefs.
That's
what we're finding out. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're finding this out now.
And New Mexico is a blue state, so that's creepy. That's scary, you know?
Yeah, that's really scary. I was really surprised. You know, I've been hearing a little bit about these, you know, the oath keepers, but today...
Okay.
They said there was a leak.
Okay, here's the question. Mm-hmm. Here's the question. How can an oath keeper go against the job description of a police officer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do. They don't know their oath keeper, obviously. I don't know.
They don't let them know, but yet they still have to perform their police duties.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
how
do they do their police duties as oath keepers? It's kind of a little contradicting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
but yet
scary.
I think there's a little sneaky way of that they're doing it, and I mm-hmm. can't in my mind process it yet. I got to figure.
Yeah,
how can an oath keeper be a police mm-hmm. officer and go against what the police? Yeah, it's two jobs that contradict each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And even armed forces, for example.
Yeah.
In mm-hmm. armed forces, for example. You have members of
mm-hmm.
KKK, the Aryan Brothers,
yes.
right, nationalists.
Yes.
You know, the list
yes.
goes on and on, but yet still,
yes.
you know, they should, you know, defend the United States, give an oath and loyalty to the Constitution. You know, we can't have people like that in the armed forces. It's a contradiction.
No.
You know,
yeah.
And there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of them like that in the armed forces.
You talk
bad.
About the armed forces.
Well,
when are they going to change the names of those army bases or those military bases?
Yeah.
And recently, the Republicans voted mm-hmm. against. The Republicans voted against purging.
Well, of course they did.
The
and you know what? It is part of our history, Laurie
mm-hmm.
and David.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I don't. You don't even necessarily have to take that. Just put them in a museum.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that where everything else in our history is? In
yeah,
a museum?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's
mm-hmm.
telling you to disregard Robert E. Lee. He played a part in that insanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's history.
Yep.
Put
yeah.
it in a museum.
Yeah, just like that flag, the Confederate flag, put it in a museum.
In a museum.
Isn't that part of your history? Mm-hmm. Isn't that part of your, what are you, the excuse I use? It's part of their heritage. Yeah, being hateful towards black people's property and heritage. Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ. You know, get together, yeah. people in the South. You know?
These Republicans
yeah.
are exhausting. I'm sorry.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's
mm-hmm.
one more thing that I have
mm-hmm.
to say, and then I know that we're going to have to
yes,
say goodbye in a moment. But Marjorie Taylor Greene spoke about students using litter boxes in schools during an anti-trans tirade. What the hell
mm-hmm.
does a litter box have to do with that? That woman needs to be certified, put in a straitjacket,
oh,
and
I know,
up.
Because it's for kids who imagine that there are cats and act like cats, which it doesn't
I've
happen.
I've heard about that.
Making,
I've heard about
they're
that.
Making shit up out of the thin air. You know, that's
yes.
that's crap. Nobody does that.
Yep.
You know, so
know.
They're pulling at straws, you know, putting things out of their asses. You know, trying
mm-hmm.
to, like, you know, be a cultural warrior. And
yeah.
it's just not working, you know? Yeah, she's
no,
crazy. Let's just put it that way. Marjorie Taylor Greene
oh,
is crazy.
Oh, she's crazy.
Yeah.
And
she,
yeah.
somebody, she needs an IRS audit is what she needs. And
yeah,
that's
exactly.
the other one.
Yeah.
And that Bo Bart, she needs an IRS audit as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
IRS audit, both those little.
Imagine, went from
it's
bankrupt
a
and losing a restaurant. From you know, Bobart went from bankrupt losing a restaurant.
Thank
to
you.
Having $2 million plus.
Oh,
and this
and
first term in Congress. What the hell is that?
Yep.
Thank
yep.
you. Where's the IRS?
No.
We need them.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they're fighting so much against the IRS, getting an upgrade by Joe Biden and the administration.
But,
we'll leave it right there. Thank you so much for coming on, Madeline.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Thanks,
both of you. Just
mm-hmm.
one. Is the hearing going to start soon? Has anybody heard?
It's supposed to start in the second or third week of September. I'm not sure of the date. Soon, but soon, though.
Okay.
Soon, very soon.
I cannot wait what they've got collected in the last month.
Exactly.
Me too.
People
all
should go to jail.
All right. Good night, you guys. Sleep good.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Talk soon.
Yeah, that was Madeline. All right, we'll have 4 minutes. Yeah, so let's recap. Well, I can agree that Republicans are fascists. We can all agree that Donald Trump is full of shit and should go to jail, just like his cohorts who helped him along the way. It was good to say that Steve Bannon was in handcuffs, so now we're getting things moving. I want to see Giuliani in handcuffs next. I want to see Lindsey Graham in handcuffs because he is defying a judge in Georgia of not coming to testify. I want Fox News. I want Fox News. To be sued by the electronic voting machine company for lying on them, you know.
Yep.
I just want to see them go down. I want to see them burn to the ground. I want to see the Republican Party burn to the ground. And Democrats are doing a good job. They've legislated many things. Joe Biden have signed them. What the Republicans are for? Nothing. Blocking everything. So, you know, they're going down. It's going to be a blue wave.
I agree.
Yeah.
Say blue wave all the way.
Exactly. I can't wait to see that blue wave. I'm so proud of Democrats that the stand up on having a backbone. That speech that Biden made in Pennsylvania was uniting the country. And you know, the Republicans, oh no, you know, that's so divisive.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who should talk about divisive. How dare they talk about, you know, divisiveness when they are the masters of divisiveness.
Yeah.
Anyway,
absolutely.
We thank Susan for calling. We thank Madeline for calling in. And we're going to have some big guests soon, hopefully starting next Thursday with the interviews and all. Some members of Congress. We're setting up doc to try to talk to some important people in the Democratic-led Congress and even some Senate candidates running for U.S. Senator and even governors. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have it big right until Election Day. But the night before Election Day, because, you know, Election Day, everybody will be glued to TV and that way pay some attention. So we have an Election Eve special, and we have, you know, these people coming in and promoting the campaigns even before that, leading up to the election. So stay tuned for that. I want to thank everybody for listening, sharing on Facebook and other social media. We're at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. Till next time, I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Laurie.
Good night, David, and Laurie in Michigan. Everyone, stay great night. Bye now.
Join us again next week, Monday, same time, same place, Block Talk Radio, Kitchen Politics 123. Have a great night, and thank you for listening. Good night.